the new school, or on building the first imperfect version of the school that is worthy of all the future generations. I think we must ask, what if the new school format is right in front of us? We don't need tests that are secure and vicious and demeaning, because we are not forcing anything or anybody. We are simply creating a new school that is full of authentic knowledge. Guidance on the left pane, the machine that must be manipulated in the right pane. And all the way down to the bottom of all instructions, there is a next button, disabled until the machine is correctly manipulated, showing that the student has solved the lecture. There is no need for security. Enabling that button by force would prevent the student from progressing in the pains that follow. And listen to this. This student is not timed. There is no graduation. There are no grades. There is no punishment. And the school is lifelong. Students are encouraged to gather at the libraries, where they are treated with the respect that they deserve. Some of the tutorials will result in products that can make money. It can be as simple as building a new website theme, where the student would pay attention to color, clip art, documentation, designing new components, white space, and integrity of the entire design. They would have to create a design document first. Or they can be as challenging as creating a new phone application that can do useful and interesting things and protect privacy at the same time. There is no graduation, there is no diploma, but there is a path that they have traveled through this enormous tree of knowledge. It is not necessarily true that the longest or most branching paths are best. Student activity itself is a good indicator of health and success. Now, I want students to be paid for grades, and to be paid for each hour of instruction, about 5 times the minimum wage. But I think that this is something that humanity will only be ready for in 100 or 900 years. Until then, we have to help the students to learn how to create products for sale. That will be the reward that this school offers. Not only do they sell a product while taking these courses, but they, of course, gain the ability to create non-tutorialized products. Now, it is important to talk about the uniqueness of products that they do create in school. And they are perfectly unique. The school marketplace has a posting board where customers can request program components. The component breakdown ensures that the poster defines a well-thought-out request that is small in size. Imagine that they can post a bounty between $100 and $1,000. Here, they will want their component to actually fit that budget. They will also be tasked with creating a unit test that tests if their component works as requested. Now imagine that 11 students apply to fulfill that request as part of their education. When the due date is reached, the test will reject those entries that fail the automated unit test. But here the students can see the failing tests as they program, so for all well-defined requests, it will be very rare to fail. Let's assume all 11 students pass the automated unit test, and now the original poster will have to pick the best work. All 11 students receive the experience, the education, and the portfolio entry. But only the one winner, chosen by the original poster, gets the big monetary payout. They will take home $900, 90% of what the poster will pay to the school. The other 10%, or $100, goes to the other students as a symbolic monetary reward. So here they will each get $10. There may be a reasonable fee for making that post, which will go to the school itself, but the school is an open company that publishes where the money goes and where all the other money comes from. Thus, the students each receive $10 and proceed to make fun of the whole ordeal. And greatly, though in good spirits, complain how terribly, terribly, terribly unfair this school is. Now, there's always that one student that is not happy that her work did not win. And I agree that it is extremely and very unfair, and that she should be enraged. Now, what you don't realize is that this imaginary young lady holds the keys to the upgraded version of this school. Her magnificent rage will not go to waste. She will make it better. All we need to do is to build this first imperfect and horribly unfair version. And she will take it from there. The final question that we are left with is, can students learn mathematics, physics, chemistry, and art from this little school? I think the answer is yes. So as long as the right-hand pane is a powerful interactive application, and the creators of these applications, by the way, will be, of course, the other students. I think these applications represent contributions to humanity as great as landing a human being on the moon. Their names will be proudly and forever attached to the applications they help to create and keep updated. I will close with an example of learning about music this way. They are almost perfect examples of what this school would feel like in the long run. The first and richest of the two is learning music at Ableton. And the second, more technical, learning synths, also at Ableton. 3Blue1Brown educational channel shows the power of visualization in regard to mathematics. However, there is a subtle problem here, and no one will like fixing it. Because approaching mathematics with the standard language of mathematics creates an extra translation step for the programmers, at least at first. Initially, mathematical notation must be converted to a programming language, where it is much more useful. This will grant the students the power to create interactive visualizations on par with 3Blue1Brown. Advanced classes will present the students with, for example, Blender tutorials, but they will be able to upload their creations and sell them on the school marketplace. I think the most valuable assets here are the tutorial videos and live support and tutoring. All things considered, when done well, there is enough here to help most of the students out of poverty. May this school be always open and always free.